Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Coming up in this bulletin, bereaved families and survivors of the Chrysler tragedy have been meeting with Taoiseach Micheál Martin at government buildings this evening. A retired retained firefighter from Aranmore Island challenges Donegal County Council on its stance that there is no proposal to downgrade the voluntary fire service on the island. A commemorative seat unveiled last year at the Guevara viewing point between Dunloe and Glenties last year has been damaged. We'll hear from the Lasca Hearlach of the Glenties Municipal District, and we'll hear from the manager of Ungradin Theatre in Letterkenny, paying tribute to Len Hansard. Later in the bulletin, we'll have a slightly extended sports bulletin with Oisín Kelly, including the first interview with Patrick McElhinney, who's been appointed as the new head coach at Finn Park. That's all coming up, but we begin with this afternoon and evening in government buildings. Bereaved families and survivors of the Chrysler tragedy have been meeting with Taoiseach Micheál Martin. They've been briefing him on their belief that a public inquiry into what happened is necessary at this point. In the past, Micheál Martin has backed the Justice Minister's stance that any public inquiry should only happen after the Gardaí have concluded their investigations and the legal process has been completed. Well, before today's discussions, he reiterated that stance, but pledged to listen to what the families had to say.
This is my first time actually meeting them formally, and obviously I'm conscious there's an ongoing investigation underway, but I do want to hear what they have to say firsthand, and I will listen carefully to their presentations, and I don't want to preempt the meeting, but obviously I will engage with the group today.
Donegal County Council's stance on the fire service on Aranmore Island has been challenged by a retired retained firefighter from the island. In a statement yesterday, the council said there was no proposal to downgrade the voluntary fire service on Aranmore. Well, retired retained firefighter John Boyle is challenging that. He's arguing that the removal of two retained posts will have a direct impact on the island's fire service. Mr. Boyle also stressed that the people of Aranmore already make a significant voluntary contribution to their community, particularly through the RNLI. And on today's Greg Hughes show, he said they shouldn't be expected to volunteer to provide another emergency service.
We're going to have a fire service that, according to Donegal County Council, are going to be voluntary. I don't think Donegal County Council have thought this through. There's an awful lot of responsibility involved in the fire service. Who's going to take command of incidents? Who is command men? Who's going to tell men to go in, firefighters to go into a burning building, or what to do in event of a gorse fire? There's no command structure going to be there. Donegal County Council are very vague. They are beating on about voluntary. The people in Aranmore do more than enough on a voluntary basis. We keep the whole of the west coast of Ireland, or Donegal, as safe as we possibly can through volunteering for the RNLI. Do we really have to volunteer for every single thing? We have bills to pay on Aranmore Island. Voluntary doesn't pay them. We do our best, but voluntary doesn't pay them. Voluntary, there are no voluntary firemen on the mainland. Would Donegal County Council like to make the entire county on a voluntary basis? Would they be happy? Would people on the mainland be happy with that sort of service? I doubt it very much. I would go as far as to say as I would think there may well be some sort of discrimination by Donegal County Council towards the firefighters and the people of Aranmore that's not there for firefighters and people on the mainland.
And that was John Boyle, a retired retained firefighter from Aranmore Island, speaking there on today's Greg Hughes Show. You can listen back to the Greg Hughes Show. It's podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the show as it unfolded on our Facebook pages and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. A commemorative seat unveiled last year at the Guevara viewing point between Dunloe and Glenties has been damaged. Councillor Brian Carr, the Lasca Hearlach of the Glenties Municipal District, is asking anyone with information about how this happened to send him a private message. He says the matter has been reported to Donegal County Council and An Garda Síochána and is pledging that he'll pass on any relevant information received.
It was put there in April 25 for the opening of the new upgraded N56 from Dunloe to Glenties, and the minister came and opened it, and that bench was unveiled as part of the commemorative of the opening of that road. And unfortunately, two nights ago, that somebody has gone and damaged and broke the back seat of the bench with the writing and everything on it, and has just left it there. And when I got a phone call yesterday, from a very, very, you know, upset and annoyed local resident down there that this could happen. It's in the viewing area overlooking the Guibara. It's a nice, quiet area, and just for someone to come and do like this, it's hard to understand how someone could just think of doing that and going and damaging that bench. It has been reported to the council and Gardaí, and the council workers went out and removed the parts of the bench that's damaged, and, you know, it's going to take a lot of funds or money to come from somewhere to fix this bench. It could have been an innocent accident. If it was, or any information, please bring it forward to me and I can bring it to the relevant authorities.
And that was Councillor Brian Carr. Cars are to be banned from Downing's Beach over the August Bank Holiday weekend as Gardaí takes steps to manage large crowds. The move follows issues during the 12th of July weekend, including traffic problems, broken glass and abandoned rubbish. Councillor Declan Meehan says the approach is about being proactive and protecting public safety.
I had, and as had the businesses and residents of Downing's, really had extensive engagement with one another, but also directly with the council and with the Gardaí. I think the response now to that has been a much more proactive operation for the bank holiday weekend. The bank holiday weekend typically isn't as busy as the weekend of the 12th, but it is still necessary to have a proactive operation in place there. So the beach will be closed to vehicles over the course of the weekend, and that is in direct response to the weekend of the 12th. There were so many public order complaints and incidents, and this is the Gardaí and the council's response to that. There'll also be a one-way traffic system in place through the town. And I think that what we're seeing is a more coordinated effort from the Gardaí and council. And that's exactly what I was calling for, because the residents and businesses were calling for that after the weekend of the 12th.
Police in County Derry are investigating a number of hate-motivated criminal damage incidents in Eglinton. Graffiti has reportedly been daubed on properties at Coolafinny Road, Mill Path and Ballygudden Road, while concerns have also been raised about antisocial behaviour in the village, particularly in the Glen Randall and Mill Path areas. The PSNI says it takes these incidents extremely seriously and additional patrols will be carried out in the area. Police have also issued a direct appeal to those responsible to stop, warning that this isn't harmless fun and there can be serious consequences. Electricity bills could rise after the regulator approved new network charges. The Commission for the Regulation of Utilities says the increase of around €41 a year is below original proposals. It says the money will help fund improvements to the grid as well as support essential infrastructure projects. Dara Cassidy from bunkers.ie says investment is badly needed.
The grid needs a huge amount of investment over the coming years to cope with the rapidly growing population, an increase in the number of data centres and the electrification of the wider economy. We also need to invest hugely in the grid to help finance the transition towards net zero and ensure that we can accommodate all the wind and renewable energy that we're bringing onto the system.
Tributes are being paid to the Oscar-winning singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard, who has died after a motorcycle crash in Dublin early this morning. President Catherine Connolly described him as one of the most vital driving influences of the Irish music world, bringing people together in the sharing of live music. The 56-year-old found fame with his band The Frames and also in the films The Commitment and Once, for which he won a songwriting Oscar for the song Falling Slowly. Glenn Hansard was to have played the Four Festival in Letterkenny in October and was no stranger to Donegal, having played numerous gigs in the county over the years. Included in that were seven appearances at Angrenan Theatre. And today, theatre manager Patricia McBride has been paying tribute.
Glenn played in the theatre seven times in all, three times as a solo artist and then three times with The Frames. And then he played with the Swell Season, Marketa Iglova, in 2008, just after they won the Oscar for Falling Slowly. I have to say, we're absolutely shocked and devastated by this news. The tech team in particular, they would have worked very closely with Glenn when he was here. And, you know, Niall, our tech, and Peter, I mean, they mixed the sound for Glenn. And they're like, you know, he was just the nicest guy. Yeah, Peter described him as a force of nature, that he pushed everything to the limit. You know, yes, he did bring audience onto the stage, and he ignored things like curfews, and he just kind of smiled sweetly and keep playing when they when the audience were enjoying the gig.
And he was also very supportive of local musicians, local artists. And you'd often see him after a gig in the foyer talking to local musicians, talking to local artists.
He absolutely was. And I mean, in his earlier tours, he would have been very much in favour of giving a local artist his support slot as well. He was extremely influential. Niall said that the auditorium shook from his musical passion, and he just knew how to light up the place during his sets. He was a superstar. You know, that energy that he had, that talent he had, really distinguished him as a musician. And we were very proud to have him playing in the theatre.
And that was Patricia McBride, manager of Angrenan Theatre in Letterkenny. 9 artists in Donegal are to share almost €159,000 in funding under the latest round of the Arts Council's bursary awards. The Arts Council has awarded €4.3 million to 258 artists across Ireland, with Donegal recipients receiving a combined €158,950. The bursaries, worth up to €20,000 each, are designed to give artists the time and resources to develop their practice through research, reflection and creative work. The challenge of attracting and retaining young people in the fishing industry in the EU is one of the topics which were on the agenda at the second day of informal discussions between fisheries ministers in County Cork. Speaking ahead of the meeting this afternoon, Timmy Dooley, the Minister of State with responsibility for fisheries and the marine, said the industry isn't attracting new entrants, and that is a major problem.
It's not attracting new entrants because the state of the sector right now is in a very challenged position. So we've a lot of work to do, and we intend from the presidency perspective to lead on that, listening to the concerns, thoughts and ideas of other member states as to how we can turn that around.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find your perfect running gear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 5:45. Time for Sports News with Chris Ashmore.
Then Harps have appointed Patrick McAleeny as the interim head coach for the remainder of the 2026 season. The Derryman, who takes over the reins from Kevin McHugh, is joined by his brother Shane as assistant coach. Well, Patrick McAleeny's first game in charge at Finn Park will be against the league leaders Cork City this Friday evening. He says he's excited about taking on the job.
It's been quite a quick process, but it's something that I'm really looking forward to, and show all my experience from playing and being around the League of Ireland to help the younger players and try and make us better.
Listen, you've been to Finn Park as a player and you know the sort of venue it is and what goes on around the club. Did that help you in making the decision in any sort of way?
Do you know what? It was actually part of my first presentation to the players, just about what I thought of playing against Finn Harps and how tough it was, and especially playing in the derbies and things like that. It was really tough. So just trying to give them a bit of background on what it's like to actually play here whenever it's rocking, because when Finn Park is like that, it's a really tough place to go and play, and that's where we're trying to get to, and obviously sprinkle on all our things on top of it, as in the football business. But let's see how it goes and ask for better from the players.
You have coached previously at Derry. You've helped out with Dundalk when you were there, and indeed with Ballymena as well. But this is the first time, Patrick, that you've stepped up to take the head coach role in your career. So obviously it's a big step going out on your own to take the top position.
It's always something I wanted to do. I was captain at Derry, and I was kind of working towards it a wee bit. So when the opportunity came up, I spoke to a few clubs, to be honest, before making this decision. But as soon as this arose and I spoke to the people around it, I was all in. So I'm really, really excited. Can't explain it enough. Trying to get going, but it's been a lot of work on and off the pitch now at the minute, but we'll get there. And hopefully the Finn Harps fans can see the improvements that we can get to.
And that was Harps' new interim head coach, Patrick McAleeny, who was speaking with Oisin Kelly. And that interview is available now on our website at highlandradio.com. Well, his first move in the job was to sign his former Derry teammate, Kieran Harkin. The midfielder has come on loan from Sligo Rovers for the rest of the season. Harkin has also played Irish League football with Coleraine and Institute. Meanwhile, Sligo Rovers have completed the signing of Jack Sharrock on loan from Port Vale until the end of the season. It's the first signing for new manager there, Darren Purse. In the Champions League qualifying action this evening, Larn are in Serbia. They trail Red Star Belgrade by 4-0 ahead of their second leg. Tomorrow, Derry City must overturn a 1-0 deficit if they're to progress to the Champions League qualifiers. James Olienka says they will have to be confident in the game.
You're not going to get as many chances as you may do in a league game. And you may not have the ball as much as you do in a league game. So just being ruthless. I think a lot of it's about being confident right from the jump and believing right from the jump. Fans, players, staff, all believing. And the thing about our team is we know what we can do when we're on it. So trying to be on it as soon as possible and create chances, create momentum and hopefully take one of those early.
Well, staying with Irish soccer matters, and Ringmahon Rangers have had their appeal against a 5-year ban from the Club Orange Men's FAI Cup rejected. The Cork club were handed the sanction and fined €5,000 for failing to fulfil a second-round fixture against Bohemians earlier this month. They've also been banned from the FAI Intermediate Cup for 3 years. And Jordan Henderson has edged closer to a move to Chelsea. The 36-year-old has left Brentford by mutual consent and is expected to go to Stamford Bridge on a free transfer. Chelsea are also looking to sign Brighton striker Danny Welbeck. In golf, Padraig Harrington has been named as a Team Europe vice-captain for next year's Ryder Cup at Adair Manor. The Dublin golfer will be part of Luke Donald's backroom team. Harrington, who represented Europe 6 times as a player and skipper of the team at the 2021 edition in Whistling Straits, says he feels he has something to give.
We felt we could strike up a good team again. Obviously, he was my vice-captain and we worked together as vice-captains in the past. Certainly, I feel I've something to give and he felt like we could work. And he's got a very strong team behind him already. So, you know, I'm fitting in with that.
Onto boxing, and at the Commonwealth Games, Tyrone boxer Jude Gallagher is set for quarterfinal action this evening in Glasgow. The Two Castles fighter from Newton Stewart takes on Albert Ngugube from Zambia in the 60-kilo category. Gallagher is looking to become a two-weight champion at the Games, having won gold at 57 kilos 4 years ago. In rugby, Ulster have announced that former Leinster, Ireland and Australia head coach Joe Schmidt is joining the province as a coach development advisor. The 60-year-old will work in a consultancy capacity both on-site and remotely through several visits over the next 12 months, according to Ulster Rugby. Finally, in racing, the unbeaten colt and 11-10 on favourite Bow Echo won the Sussex Stakes in the big race at Goodwood today. Well, here at home, there's a 7-race card on day 3 of the Galway races. The action there is already underway. The feature is the Galway Plate at 6:40 p.m. And that, Donal's your evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. A group of students in Northern Ireland has launched a campaign calling for the appointment of a dedicated minister for women's health and safety. The Ahru campaign follows the violent deaths of 30 women across Northern Ireland since 2020 and has gained support from politicians right across the region. Ahru project manager Pierce O'Neill says the current approach to women's health and safety is fragmented.
We don't have one voice and one kind of point of call for violence against women and girls here in Northern Ireland. The same way that the rest of the UK does, and even so in the Republic of Ireland. So we would hope in the next few years, with enough political will and enough willingness to cooperate, that we could get there.
Every department currently has some responsibility for the issue, but of course with pressures as they are and cooperation as it is, they can't sort of pin down and help the problem as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. The response has been very disjointed across Dormont, across the executive. You'll have ministers releasing strategies and publicly saying that they will go and try and alleviate violence against women and girls. But we see it in the data that there is not much going down. The waiting lists are only increasing. The PSNI gets a call for domestic abuse every 16 minutes on average. And there's no signs that it's slowing down at the minute.
And the headline figure, of course, is the femicide rate being one of the highest in Europe. But it's not just the femicide rate that Ahri are talking about. There's also health matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Women's health and women's health research here in Northern Ireland is abysmal and shocking, to be honest. There's 59,000 people in the waiting list for gynaecology at the minute in Northern Ireland, and forcing women to get surgeries that they otherwise wouldn't have needed if they were treated earlier in their lives. It's appalling here, and it really does need a targeted approach.
And that was Ahri there speaking to Ryan Brolly. Love Donegal Day is to be marked this year on the 17th of September. People will be asked to put posts and photographs across social media and tag them hashtag Love Donegal or hashtag Donegal Abu. Meanwhile, Go Visit Na Seán has launched a new series of professionally produced promotional videos designed to showcase the unique tourism opportunity of the Na Seán Peninsula, offered to visitors at home and also overseas. The new collection features five individual productions plus a overall video to capture the variety and breadth of what Na Seán has to offer. Go Visit Na Seán's manager Niall McGaughan says that using video is the way to go.
An age of social media and kind of visual imagery, nothing beats having a number of short kind of videos showcasing the best of Na Seán. So we actually have done five videos altogether. One, hill walking, beaches, heritage, arts and crafts, and then a final general one. And it's simply to, as a taster, to say to people, this is a fantastic offer that we have right across Na Seán.
Looking at the weather forecast on this Wednesday evening, it'll be dry with sunny spells in most areas into the evening tonight, staying mainly dry with clear spells, scattered showers in the northwest, cooler and less humid than recently, lowest overnight temperatures 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, light west to southwest breezes. Tomorrow Thursday, a bright day with sunny spells and scattered showers, cooler and fresher with highest temperatures 15 degrees Celsius in the northwest, 18 degrees elsewhere with moderate westerly winds. And that's Highland Radio News taking a closer look at the headlines. Families bereaved in the Chrysler tragedy and a number of those who survived it have been meeting with Taoiseach Micheál Martin at government buildings. They've been briefing him on their belief that a public inquiry into what happened is necessary. Now they're asking him to give a commitment that there will be one. In the past, Micheál Martin has backed the Justice Minister's stance that any public inquiry should only happen after the Gardaí conclude their investigations, but he says he will listen carefully to anything the families have to say. Donegal County Council's stance on the fire service on Aranmore Island has been challenged by a retained firefighter on the island. The council says there is no proposal to downgrade the voluntary fire service on Aranmore. However, speaking on the Greg Hughes show today, former firefighter John Boyle challenged that. He argued that the removal of two retained firefighter posts will have a direct impact on the service on the island. And tributes have been paid to Glenn Hansard, the Oscar-winning singer-songwriter and actor who passed away following a motorcycle crash in Dublin this morning. Among those paying tribute was the manager of An Greinan Theatre in Letterkenny, where Glenn Hansard played in various guises on seven occasions over the years. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday of the 29th of July. The death has occurred of Mary Doherty, née Conroy, Gorton Abrage, Carrigart, formerly of Belmullet, County Mayo and Glasgow. Remains reposing at her home in Upper Gordon Abrage until the rosary at 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until after the rosary at 9. Shuttle bus running from St John the Baptist car park between 5 and 9 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Friday for Requiem Mass in the Church of St John the Baptist at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Charlie Harley, Ireland's Burton Port. Reposing at Midland's funeral home, Dunloe, until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow Thursday from 12 noon until removal at 3 to his home in Ireland's. Funeral mass on Friday in St. Columba's Church, Acres, Burton Port at 11 o'clock, with interment in Belcridge Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Dunloe Community Hospital, care of Midland funeral directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Charlie McLaughlin, Closha, 25 Morriston Crescent, Renfrew, Scotland, and Drumcarbet, Mallon. Reposing at his home in Drumcarbet, Mallon. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30. Going to St Patrick's Church, Ahatlay, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by removal to Scotland for burial in St Conval's Cemetery at a later date. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on Kelly's Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Mallon Parish First Responders, care of Blaine McCarran, Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Frances Gibbons, née Logue, Maher Warden, Kerry Keel, reposing at her late residence with funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in Massmount Church, Fannad, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, to family and friends only. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.